Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. A child is like a white paper on which you can write good things or bad things. Entire personality of a child is developed by the parents, by the upbringing they do. And in this program, we try to provide all the necessary information that is required to bring up your child in the best possible way. The answers of your questions are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member of Al Mustafa University and researcher in the Hausa Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
We are here to discuss about ethical development today. But before we enter ethical development, Professor Nakavi, I would want you to give us another brief account of worldview of development.
So, as we mentioned previously in one of the sessions, that when we talk about the development of the ideology, ideological development, we are talking about the development of the worldview, the understanding about the universe. It's a cognitive understanding. It's understanding through cognition. Therefore, cognitive development is very important.
Yeah.
If I have been able to develop, my child has developed that cognitive faculty and is able to realize what is true and correct and make the proper judgments and reach the proper conclusions, is able to logically rationalize things, that is very important for the development of the worldview.
Okay.
Of course, we believe that within us, naturally, Allah Almighty has created this fitra in us. We have this inherent fitra, divine fitra, the divine nature of mankind. With that breathing of the soul of Allah Almighty, by birth, by virtue of being a human being, we are inclined towards perfection and the absolute being, that
exactly,
is Allah Almighty. But to realize what that perfection and absolute being is,
it takes efforts.
It requires this cognitive understanding.
Okay.
To be able to channelize this understanding which is there deep down in us, in our very natural birth, in our very nature, intrinsic in our human nature, is godliness.
Okay.
We know God, we love God. But till it comes out in the form of a comprehensive worldview, you cannot consider that to be, you cannot be assured of the fact that we will abide by that worldview. We shall remain committed to that worldview. So we need cognitive development to make a proper worldview.
Yeah.
And then, so that is cognition.
Okay.
But then when we want to have faith about that worldview, there emotions also come into play.
All right.
So emotional development is required for the development of the faith in the worldview that we have, because we may be able to rationalize and philosophize the fact that God exists, that he has these attributes, he is the creator, he is our Lord, he is to be worshipped, he sustains us at each and every moment of our existence. There's no doubt about that. Philosophically, rationally, we can deduce that. But do we have faith in that? That is important.
That's important.
As a result of that worldview, is the love of Allah Almighty being, you know, is it going into that direction of our understanding?
All right.
Or our love and hate are deviating from that? So the emotional development is important.
Is playing a part over there. Well, we'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIV English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Naqavi and we're talking about ethical development. Professor Naqavi, before going to the break, you gave us a brief of worldview development. You said cognitive development about the worldview. When we realize in that our ultimate goal is to reach closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, emotional development takes a part in because faith is involved, and when there is faith, there's emotional development as well.
And we were talking about the fact that actually, whatever, as we mentioned, deep in our hearts, there's only one thing which has to be loved. The object of our love is Allah Almighty. But that does not negate our love for our parents, does not negate our love for our siblings, it does not negate our love for our children, because the love of these things emanates from the love of God. It should come out of that fountainhead. So emotions have to be channelized and managed according to that worldview. And then this worldview has to be changed into ideology and values, and things which are valuable to us in the sense that they are actions or things which have to be performed. For example, one of the basic values, apart from the fact that we have faith in Allah Almighty, or we have faith in Allah Almighty, or we should have faith in Allah Almighty, we have to carry out things which are good according to Allah Almighty's creation or His legislation. For example, worshipping Allah Almighty, being obedient to Him, is a value which emanates from the fact that He's our Lord.
Yeah.
So worldview changes into ideology, or it is translated into ideology, and we are committed to that we have to worship Him, we have to obey Him, not only in the sense, in the specific sense of worship that we carry out in prayers, but worshipping Him and obey Him in all aspects of our lives. And therefore, this ideology, what is good and what is bad, what is evil, what is good, wrong and right, evil and good, this
love and hatred.
And love and hatred according to these things which are valuable.
Yeah.
Love should come towards Allah, and things which are have to be carried out, what ought to be carried out because of our belief in Allah Almighty, then our love and hatred should get channelized into the actions which are based on these values. So ethical and moral development is the understanding of what is good and what is bad.
And when parents are reading that aloud, in that ziyara, inni salmul liman salamakum, that develops that I love what you love. And
we need to inculcate in them, in our children, that look, goodness, evil is something which is inherent, as we believe, as Shia Muslims. We believe that goodness and evil are inherent in actions.
Yeah.
And Allah Almighty makes them obligatory because they have inherent goodness. An action is good because it is based on justice.
Yeah.
An action is evil because it is based on
oppression
and tyranny. So the love for these things emanates from the love of Allah Almighty.
Exactly.
And this is where ethical and morals are developed.
Yes. We'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal khayrat.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Naqavi and we're discussing ethical development. Yes, Professor Naqavi, you said love, the concept of love, the concept of hatredness, what is good, what is evil. This is all developed and in a child and it comes in the ethical development. And now I would want to ask you about the behavior. How do we teach our child how to behave, how to show your ethics as Muslims?
So behavior is managed by the laws that Allah Almighty has legislated. What we talk about when we talk about fiqh, when we talk about ahkam, practical laws, we are talking about those norms which have to be followed practically, so that those ethical principles are strengthened in us. I mean, these ethical values which are there as a part of that worldview, and then the practices which come as a result of those values are managed or controlled or regulated by the ahkam. So we need to teach our children the ahkam.
Okay.
The laws, the practical laws of worship and interacting with other human beings.
There and are so how many, to interact, basically.
How to interact. There's a vast, this is a very vast subject.
Yeah.
Practical laws about worshipping Allah, practical laws about dealing with other human beings, transactions, business, sports, and everything, every human action has is controlled and regulated by Islamic laws. Islamic laws, when you practice those laws, those values within you, the attributes, the godly attributes within you are strengthened.
Yeah.
So and as a result of that, your faith in Allah is strengthened.
Yeah.
So this is, it works in a loop.
Yeah.
Worldview leads to faith. Faith leads to taqwa and commitment to those values. And taqwa leads to actions, behavior, which are regulated by fiqh. And there, physical development comes into play, because many of our actions, even worship that we carry out in the form of prayers, the physical faculties have to be intact to carry out so many things.
And in a very playful method, we can teach them very divine things, like, you know, there are parents who say to their children that, if you get me this thing, I'll give you one chocolate. If you give me more things, if you help me more in the kitchen, or if you help me more in cleaning the room, I'll give you two chocolates. In the same way, we can teach a child that if you start your conversation with salam, and if you're the starter, you'll get, there are these many rewards for the one who starts it, and there are these many rewards for the one who answers it. So you're basically teaching your child here how to be very, very down to earth. And as a Muslim, one has to be down to the earth. Thank you so much, Professor Naqavi, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, please go back to our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. If you have any questions, any suggestions, any comments for our program, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also search us on our social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. And when you go to our official website, parstoday.com, you'll find a tab, Call of Islam. Over there, you can find our programs. Until another session, fi amanallah, God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way complete way.